It's Absolutely Auburn, a place where we'll talk about all things Auburn, Maine, because we're in the middle of it all. The City of Auburn's communications team is dedicated to helping you connect with city government and learn everything you need to know about Auburn, our city, our people, our events, and our community. Welcome to Absolutely Auburn.
In today's episode of Absolutely Auburn, we are talking about the Auburn Recreation Department and our child and family enrichment programs, along with our adult programs. We have Sarah Parker and Heath Crocker joining us, and they're going to talk all things rec. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Absolutely Auburn. I'm your host, Jen Bonig, and joining me, as always, in the studio is our amazing producer, Abby Bourne.
Hello, everybody.
Also joining us today are Sarah Parker and Heath Crocker. They are recreation specialists with the Auburn Recreation Department. Welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
So, Sarah and Heath, we know Auburn Rec is all about fun. I also like to call myself the coordinator of fun, if I'm being honest. So, why don't we start by telling folks what a recreation specialist does, and then also how long you've been in the rec department here in the City of Auburn. So Sarah, we'll start with you first.
Yeah, so I've been with the city for, I think, a year and a half. Worked a bunch of rec before I came here. But a rec specialist is really, it's going to sound silly, but a person who programs or runs the programs that they specialize in. So for example, I am in charge of our childcare and family enrichment, and Heath is total opposite.
Yeah, very much opposite. I've been with the rec department since 2015, so I'm working on my ninth year.
Okay.
I started off part-time running some of the softball and basketball programs. But yeah, she hit on the head. That's my specialty, is running adult sports between soccer, basketball, softball, and actually taking over the pickleball community now.
Pickleball.
So we'll get into that a little later. But pickleball
hot topic,
is very hot topic. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen all sorts of stories, good and bad, about pickleball.
Yes,
yeah, there's quite a movement for it.
There is. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah.
So are you seeing that?
I'm seeing it.
Growth in interest.
Yeah, I mean, just to go off the pickleball thing, we did just open up the new facility or pickleball courts over at East Auburn Community School, out back of there.
Oh.
So there used to be tennis courts back there, and Public Works, Jeremy Gackham, they worked on that over there, and they got all refinished. And so we got nice courts over there for the pickleballers.
Cool. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And it keeps our building busy during the
winter. And they're in our gym over the winter.
Okay.
So, yes, it's a big thing.
So they can pickleball year-round.
Yes, they can. They're looking
they
for
will.
And they will.
And they will, yeah.
So, Heath, what does a typical work day look like for you?
Typical is not really the word I would use. But a more common day would be coming in, checking in with everybody, what's going on, checking your emails, checking your phone messages. And then for me, I'm checking my gym schedule to make sure I see who's coming in during the day and what we have scheduled. And then it's just taking phone calls and emails, booking birthday parties. Going over my officials for leagues, make sure my leagues are all covered. And for the basic part, that's my day. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we get things thrown in there that we have to deal with. Like for today, for instance, we are down here doing this. So it's not part of my normal day.
How about you, Sarah?
Yeah, same. Every day is really different. So earlier this week, I was stuffing Halloween treat bags. But 3 months ago, I could have been at Funtown for a day. So it's really... No day is the same, that's for sure.
That seems to be everyone's answer, hasn't it, Abby? Everyone's like, there's not really a typical day. And, you know, sometimes that, other duties as assigned creeps in and you get pulled in a different direction than
for
you ever thought you might go in that day.
For me, the weather is a big thing for the summer.
Right.
With softball going on. So I could be in the office for the day, or I could be out making sure the fields are ready to go and all that. So every day is definitely different.
Yeah, and the rainy summer, it was a challenge for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had two big floods this year on the field.
Yes.
So that was some crazy times.
I saw the aftermath of one of them was like, wow.
Yeah, wow. It was,
Pettingill Park was more of a swimming hole.
It was. It really was.
It was a swimming hole.
I was impressed with how much water was down there.
I was more impressed on it went away.
You, oh, yeah. That too. You know, and I think Jeremy had sent me some photos, yeah. And I was like,
"It was crazy.
How is that?" And then it was gone, like you said.
We had one day shocked. It flooded. The next day, we actually put the work in and got to feel ready to play. The next night,
wow.
Yeah, wow. It's yeah. It was yeah. It was
I mean, because you didn't know there was a field there, like you said. It looked like it was a pond.
It was a pond
at yeah. one point. Yeah. That, I mean, absolutely. Just insane. So. I know whenever I think of a rec department, I automatically will think of youth sports, which I think is probably most people's involvement in entry into a rec program is their kids. Their kids want to play mm-hmm. sports at a young age. Obviously, the school systems don't offer that in the elementary school level. So that's kind of where the rec program fills that gap mm-hmm. until they get to more organized school sports. But I know we do, our rec department does other things too, like before and after school care and summer camp, which obviously wrapped up for this summer, movies in the park, there's other things.
A whole bunch more.
Yeah, I mean, there's the PAL Center. Sarah, do you want to talk some more about some of those like family, yeah. child and family, I guess, opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, like I said, my title is Child Care and Family Enrichment. So all of those things, some of those things that you brought up. So summer camp is obviously our biggest. Before and after care is pretty much the whole school year. And then I do also that family enrichment part is a lot of events. So we do our fishing derby. We do spring celebration. Our upcoming truck or treat with Public Works. But a lot, the cool thing about the rec and our family enrichment programs is that a lot of stuff is, if not free, pretty affordable. But one of our other newer programs is Unified Sports, which
oh, nice.
Is, this is my favorite. Yeah, yeah. I'll say it.
Yeah.
But it is an opportunity for youth with cognitive, physical disabilities to come and play a sport. So we started it last year. We were inspired by our friends over at Auburn Suburban Little League. Mm-hmm. They do buddy ball every year. And we found that there was a need for more for those kids because everyone has all this opportunity and they get one sport a year. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
We've been able to, so last year we started soccer and which then turned into basketball. And we started our new soccer season about 2 weeks ago, and we've almost doubled in size.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's awesome, and it's heartwarming. And if you ever need a smile on a Saturday morning, come visit us at Ingersoll between 9 yes. and 11, because it's incredible.
Yes. Yeah, when my daughter was in high school, they started a unified basketball team, yep. and she helped out with that. And, yeah, I just loved it. And the kids had a blast.
It's so fun. The volunteers have fun.
Yes.
The staff have fun, like. It's a great way to spend the first 2 hours of a Saturday. I know that sounds silly, but
that's a win-win.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and like you said, it's about giving everyone an opportunity to be a kid and mm-hmm. and participate at that level. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think that's great. I'm so excited yeah. that we added that programming. That's awesome.
And we're always looking for volunteers. So
okay,
shut me up, Jen.
Always.
So you mentioned spring celebration, the fishing yep. derby is something that we've done for years.
Yep.
You mentioned truck or treat, which I think I know the Halloween thing. Right.
It's coming up.
It's been a couple. I think it's had a few different names over the years.
Formerly Fright Fest.
Okay.
That we held just at the rec.
Right.
And then so it was this big, huge event. Our friend COVID came around and it became this not so huge event. So we're trying to bring it back. In a
reinventing.
Bigger, yes.
Reinventing. Good word. Reimagining.
Yes. Yes.
It's going to be exciting.
We're doing a little rec PW Public yes. Works collab.
Yeah. Yes.
It'll be fun.
So. It's going to be exciting.
Yes.
I can't wait. It'll be good. Look to the city social media pages and our website for more information
yeah.
on any of those upcoming events. You can always go. And to find rec specifically, if you go to auburnmaine.gov, look under departments of the city and it'll take you to the rec page and you can find some other information there. But always try to follow us on social media too. We're always updating yeah,
on
social.
We post a lot of our stuff on Facebook too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
where most of our stuff goes.
Yeah. Right. I don't think same for us.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of our stuff goes there too. So being active at every age and every ability is important. And Heath, you mentioned you focus on adult programming. So yep. I think you mentioned softball, basketball, soccer.
Yep.
What other, and we talked about pickleball.
Yeah.
What other opportunities do adults have in our rec department?
Those are really the main four. Obviously, once you get to a certain age, we do have the senior center next door. I think it's 50 plus or 55 plus, somewhere in there.
I know that age seems to get lower and lower.
I know, right?
I'm a little nervous about that.
Right. But as far as what I'm geared towards is basically those four things. The soccer is run in Ingersoll over the September to April, mm-hmm. May. So that's busy time of the season in Ingersoll. And then obviously my softball will run from May to right till November. So it's still going on right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Long season.
Well, yeah, it is. Big long season. It's made it a little longer just because of obviously the rain we talked about earlier.
Oh, right.
So yeah. We've had tons of cancellations.
Kind of pad it. So if you got to move things around.
Yeah. So those are the four basic things that the adults have a chance to sign up for, which they're big programs. So there's something in, there's different mm-hmm. levels for different, skill levels for adults and all that. But yeah, that's pretty much what I take care of, those four areas.
So Keith, what is the most interesting part of your job?
I would say interesting. Every day is very interesting. You never know what you're going to walk into or have to deal with. But I say one of the favorite things about working there and what is very interesting is the people you run into all the time. I tend to run into people I haven't seen maybe in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the person that kind of oversees the pickleball community, I just got in touch with again last year. He was my gym teacher. He coached me a year in soccer in high school. So it's good to run into people that you haven't seen in a long time and talk about the old times or
mm-hmm.
get them involved in what's going on at the rec. And so, yeah, that's probably one of the best things, just meeting new people and getting involved in the community. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's great.
How about you, Sarah?
Yeah, interesting is a hard word. but I would say I love that I get to be creative in a bunch of different ways. And I think part of that is that I get to work with kids. But I also, I get to see that creativity and fun come out in my staff, too. So, for example, at summer camp this year, as a way to get all of the kids really involved and active in our spirit days on Fridays, one of my staff said, could we do like some kind of trophy? And that's where the golden microphone came to
me. Yes, I heard and you then, had a yeah, special so trophy
I,
too.
Yeah, so I have a way... A little homemade golden microphone that maybe doesn't compare to the ones you have around here. But it's just like, I guess that's the most interesting part is that I get to take cool ideas and inspiration from so many great people around me and honestly from all different ages too.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Sorry. Heath, for adult programming, like, is it just you have to be 18 years old to participate? Like, is it any age range between 18 and before you're a senior?
It is. Some of my basketball leagues are split up into divisions where I'll have the A division will be 18 plus. The B division will be a 30 plus.
Okay.
And the C division will be a 40 plus. Then I have a women's division, which is 18 plus. I run a co-ed division, which is 18 plus. So yeah, most my basketball leagues are geared towards certain ages. Softball is just 18 plus in general. And I have like seven divisions of softball. So it's, I also have a senior division of softball, which is 40 plus. The rest of the softball leagues are all just 18 plus. So mm-hmm. it's more based off skill level than age. But yeah, it's for everybody. It really
is. And now most of that adult programming, nominal fee to participate in that?
Yeah, some things are player based. So I do draft leagues, which players sign up individually. And we hold a big draft before the season. And coaches pick what players they want. And then also, it's a pretty interesting
takes
concept.
Takes me back to those awful schoolyard days where you're the last person picked.
Yeah, it does happen. So those individually are, those are per player based. Then we have the team sports where coaches always enter their own team. Yeah. The softball costs are somewhere around $800 per team for the whole season.
That's not bad.
And then we have our most popular draft league, which is $100 a player. So that's
Oh, okay.
But it's a good season now, and you get a free jersey with it, and
cool.
Those are the ones that we do live. We do live broadcasts for those softball games.
Oh,
on Facebook. Yeah, we go Facebook Live with those softball. Yeah, it's a pretty
tune in.
Pretty big deal. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah,
that sounds like pressure.
So I'm kind of used to this part, even though I'm
Well, and also, so I obviously work for the city, but I live in Poland.
Yep.
Are you open to like non-residents? Is there more of a fee or?
100%. It's not, we don't go resident fees or non-resident fees. It's more about filling the programs and with whoever wants to play. We have people traveling for the draft league from Rumford.
Wow.
Portland, Brunswick, Waterville. They come from all over to play.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
And honestly, that's the case for a lot of our programs in general too. If there is a non-resident fee, it's not usually a lot. It's usually
a lot, $10. Much more. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think, you know, there are definitely, like me, for example, people who live in smaller towns but come into the Auburn area for work.
For sure.
Exactly.
Like, if you want to participate after work and in a program, or you have a kid that you want to put in an after-school program or something, it's because the smaller towns might not have the same infrastructure
we see a lot of our summer campers have parents that live, or sorry, work in Auburn.
Yeah.
And it's just an easier part of their commute. And then a lot of our unified players too, they don't have, or I shouldn't say they don't have, unified programs are growing throughout Maine.
Right. Sure.
So, but
for now, they're not common in all rec departments.
Yeah, absolutely. So like he said, it's more of that we're trying to fill the program and give everybody the opportunity.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And the more people you're able to attract, just the better. It strengthens the league, the program,
everything, the community too, because they're stopping at the gas stations, they're stopping to buy food. I mean, it's really, it helps everybody. So,
and it's usually just for a small fee.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, are most of our programs run out of the Pettingill Park complex? I know the Hasty Memorial Gym is there, and the Ingersoll Turf Facility, and I know there are some softball fields there.
Yep, my stuff is
okay.
We have the two softball fields with lights there at Pettingill Park. So we run all of our softball leagues through there, Sunday through Friday. I mean, we're there every night playing three games a night on each field. And then the gym is full all summer and winter long. Summers with rentals, birthday parties, Prime 360 in there constantly. They're a local place. Yeah. And then over the winter, all the basketball leagues go through there. So I have four or five different divisions of basketball that are there every night. Before my basketball league start up, we have the youth basketball that they use the gym for practicing. And then the indoor soccer comes right out of Ingersoll Turf Facility. So, yeah, everything for me is right there.
How about you, Sarah?
Pretty much the opposite. that's not entirely true. Our before and after care program is run out of Hasty. We have a cute little room that we made all nice this year. A lot of our like one day events, so like spring celebration, we usually run outside of there. But our summer camp this year, which was formerly basically all over the city, we had this past summer at Walton School. A lot of our childcare stuff, because it's growing, we're trying to get out of Hasty because it's not quite big enough for us. So pretty much the sport stuff, Hasty.
Okay.
Ingersoll.
Yeah.
But other stuff is usually, if it's off-site, it's not too far away.
It's not that far away. Yeah. Well, and speaking of off-site, I know you had mentioned the pickleball courts.
Yes.
And we have about a dozen parks throughout the city. We also have an ice arena, Norway Savings Bank Ice Arena, which that's a whole separate animal, and we'll get Mark and Robbie and those guys in here at some other point to talk about that part, because they've got some exciting things that happen there as well. And then Heath, you had also mentioned the senior center is down there in the Pettingill Park complex.
Right next door.
And they run their own programming there, which actually our next episode, we have Renee and Jody coming in to talk about the age-friendly programming and the senior center. So I'm very excited because I know
that'll be a good one. Yes. They're great. Yeah.
They're doing some awesome things there.
They sure are.
Especially, I just love the whole mystery lunch thing. I can't.
I'm dying to go on one.
Me too, right?
I went on a trip with them to Cabbage Island right after summer camp ended. probably like top 10 days of work ever. That's so fun. It was awesome. That's,
I can't wait to hear all about it from Jody and Renee in our next episode. So what is your favorite thing about Auburn? And it does not have to be work related. And Sarah, I'm looking at you, so I'll start with you first.
Well, I have a kind of work-related one and then a not really work-related one. Do you want both?
Yep.
Okay, I'll go with the kind of work-related one. Heath brought it up, but the community. I didn't grow up in Auburn. I moved here a couple years ago. But the community here and the people and the families and everybody is just so welcoming, and I really love that part. My other favorite part of Auburn is Target.
That's a new one.
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah. We love Target in this house.
Yeah. I mean, I'll piggyback off that. The community is really, it's great. You meet new people all the time. Our work family, as we like to call it, all of us at work, we enjoy coming in and seeing each other and catching up and just working with each other all day long. We also love checking out all the places to eat lunch. So I think I think we've covered probably six most or seven places. Every day is a new adventure going to lunch. So it's either
should do that.
We've got some foodies at the rec department, and we had no idea.
Yes, we are out for lunch.
That could be like a whole separate podcast, right?
Yeah,
fair.
That's why we don't eat breakfast. Exactly why. Yeah.
Now it makes sense.
We get ready for big lunches.
Okay, for context, because that was not when we were recording. I often ask people what they had for breakfast when I'm checking their levels.
Yes,
just for podcast listeners' context,
they're wondering why are they talking about breakfast. Okay.
There's a lot of options.
So where should I go for lunch today? Any recommendations?
That's a good question. It all depends what you want to eat. I mean, really.
What's your go-to?
He doesn't like to choose.
I'm very easy. So it's like, you guys wherever. Tell me
you'll
where you're going,
and you're I'll find something. Yes. Okay.
Sometimes you get an urge, but it's, for the most part, it's all the same. It's just different places.
There you go.
Same food.
Yeah.
Pizza Market's right around the corner from us, though, so we go there pretty often.
That's an easy quick. Heath Coast is right down the street, so we hit those places most of the time. Sometimes we'll veer away.
Convenience.
Yes.
Convenience and decent food.
Day. No day's the same.
Right, that's
no
right.
No day is the same, that is true.
Or, you know, you could pick a mystery place for lunch sometime. You might have to take a page out of Jody's book.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
So We've touched on this probably every episode. We do have an amazing team of people here at the City of Auburn. And as you guys both mentioned, a lot of the programming we offer is free and or a nominal fee. I know there are scholarships only available for summer camp.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm assuming people would just reach out to the office for that.
Actually, if you go on our website, I think you know how to get there before.
Yep.
But there's usually, once we post the application, it's one of the top lines on there. So you get print that application out, or we'll print it out for you, and you can come fill it out in the office and bring all of the required documents. And we usually start collecting those in March for summer camp, just so they can be processed.
Wow.
And you know, yeah. Oh, yeah. Summer camp is a year-round thing.
Wow.
It's a lot of work.
So we start taking those in around March, and that's usually when we post the new application.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And that's right. So the scholarship application is on there, too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so then, is that a separate application, or it's part of the application?
It's separate.
It is a separate one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So you can register for camp. The $50 fee is for everybody. And then your whatever you qualify for, if you do apply for a scholarship, gets basically changed on your account after you've already signed up.
Depending on
what that qualification is.
Okay. So again, as I mentioned earlier, auburnmaine.gov, there's the government tab. Bear with me, people. There's the government tab. Then you can choose departments of the city. You'll find recreation there. And that's going to take you to the rec landing page. It also has a link there to, I think, is your platform called Civic Rec, where you register for the programs.
Yeah.
So
from like the public view, it's like secure.rec1, something like that. I don't think it comes up as civic rec.
Right. Yes, I believe that's right. Because I was kind of looking on it yesterday to get an idea like, what do we offer for programs? Yeah. So at least I had a clue before I sat down in front of you.
That's good.
So I think you're right, Sarah. I don't think it says civic rec, but it does on that landing page. So if you click on that, it'll take you into that registration portal. You just have to create an account every other website,
very
right?
Very normal, very simple process to create your account.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, anything else that you want to mention about REC that we didn't talk about?
No, not really. If anybody has any questions, they're more than happy to reach out to us at any time. I mean, that's what we're there for. So what we do a lot of days is answering questions from people calling in or emailing or... So reach out. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a couple spots open in our before and after care program right now. I think we have 2 spots available. Reach out to me if you are looking for one.
Excellent. And like I said, follow social media, website, definitely social media. REC has a very active Facebook page. The city obviously does as well. And any of the upcoming Halloween event, for example, we'll be getting some more information out there shortly about that. So you can see how we are reinventing and reimagining things. And I'm still trying to work on a costume for that. Same. I can't wait.
Well, October isn't here yet. I have some time.
But it's going to be here soon. Really I know.
Is it still technically summer? When's
today?
The first?
I think
is it
today or tomorrow is the last day.
Yeah, it's usually right around like the 20th, isn't it? Of
trying
the
to
month.
Hang on to summer as long as I can.
Well, 24 hours left maybe, but...
And then, as I mentioned earlier, make sure you tune in for our next episode because we are going to be talking about the senior center, age-friendly programs, the awesome trips. We're going to have Renee and Jody here. So make sure you join us for the next episode. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for joining us on Absolutely Auburn. You can find all things Auburn, Maine at auburnmaine.gov and goauburn.me. You can also listen to us anytime, anywhere you get your podcasts, including Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio, just to name a few. The City of Auburn's communications team wants to remind you that Absolutely Auburn is the only official podcast for the City of Auburn, Maine.